What's News? I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The number of people filing for first-time jobless claims remains at a near 50-year low. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some top news headlines. We're keeping an eye on the stock markets, where both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 have climbed to new highs. This, as expectations for another surge in corporate profits helped investors look past the latest trade sparring between the U.S. and China. The U.S. economy is on its strongest footing in years, with the rate of unemployment at its lowest level in nearly two decades and economic output growing at the fastest rate since 2014. S&P 500 companies are projected to grow third-quarter profits by 19% from a year earlier, according to FactSet, after already posting growth rates of 25% for the first two quarters of the year. Comcast and 21st Century Fox will settle their takeover battle for Sky, the UK-based pay TV giant, in a weekend auction run by British regulators, setting up a dramatic climax to a 21-month sale process. The Sky auction pits Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox, which already owns 39% of Sky, against Comcast. Walt Disney has separately agreed to buy a big chunk of Fox, including its Sky stake, for $71 billion. That puts Disney CEO Bob Iger and Mr. Murdoch on the same team, bidding against Comcast CEO Brian Roberts. Sky has a market value of about $35 billion. Mr. Murdoch and his family control both 21st Century Fox and News Corp, the parent of The Wall Street Journal. Google has told lawmakers it continues to allow other companies to scan and share data from Gmail accounts. The company was responding to questions raised on Capitol Hill about privacy and potential misuse of the information contained in users' emails. In a letter to senators, a top Google official said the company allows app developers to scan Gmail accounts, even though Google itself stopped the practice for the purpose of ad targeting last year. The company also disclosed that app developers generally are free to share the data with others, as long as Google determines that their privacy policies adequately disclose potential uses. Still ahead, jobless claims are at the lowest level since the 60s. For the third week in a row, initial jobless claims fell to the lowest level since December 1969. The government says the number of Americans filing applications for new unemployment benefits fell by 3,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 201,000. Joining us from Washington is Wall Street Journal labor economics reporter Eric Morath. Eric, it's pretty clear that tallying up jobless benefit claims is influenced by factors such as weather. Is it still too early to gauge the effects from Hurricane Florence on claims?
Yeah, I think it is. The data we received on Thursday was the first look at jobless claims since Florence struck, but only it struck on Friday morning. So it was pretty late in the week. So I'm not sure that all the claims were filed. An important thing to remember is that a worker does not need to file jobless claims during the week he or she lost their job. And obviously, when you're dealing with a major natural disaster, those workers might have something else on their mind than sitting down at a computer and getting out their financial information to file a claim. So it's very possible that we could see increased number of claims in coming weeks. The preliminary data actually showed claims fell in North Carolina and South Carolina during the week of the hurricane. So that, again, could be an indication that a lot of people were outside of their normal rhythm and didn't have access to computers or time to file for claims.
What's your sense on this? Do you think a lot of workers were made eligible for benefits by the storm, you know, because businesses closed up?
I mean, certainly a number of workers would be made eligible for benefits, although we have to keep in mind where this storm hit. It's much different than other past storms. Like last year, the Houston area was affected. That's the fourth largest city in the country. This storm hit a relatively less populated area, so the effect on national numbers will probably be fairly muted, but I would imagine there'll be some influence that we'll be able to see in the next few weeks.
Yeah, the bottom line is it'll take at least a few weeks for all this to play out, the hurricane's effect on claims.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the low level of jobless claims, Eric, reflects a tight labor market.
Yes. I mean, the overall reason why we're at a 49-year low for folks filing for unemployment benefits is because so few people are being laid off. Businesses just are very reluctant to let a worker go when they know they're going to have a hard time when the unemployment rate's 3.9% finding a replacement. And keep in mind, if to get a jobless claim, you need to have been laid off, not fired for cause. So this isn't, we're not talking about really bad workers or someone that didn't do the right thing. This is someone that, you know, hey, we're sorry, the factory's slow, the store's closing down, whatever the case might be, and we have to let you go even though you were a good worker for us. So keep in mind, there's just not that many people in that position because not that many stores are closing, not that many factories are slowing down.
How does the workforce participation rate play into this? It's still low in the 62% range.
Yeah, that's just another sign of how tight the labor market is. What that means is roughly a third of Americans aren't working or looking for work. You know, so that's something that we talk about a lot, that yes, there's, you know, quite a number of Americans that don't have jobs, but many of them are retired or choosing to stay home with family or for other reasons. And so that just means there's not that many people that are just on the sidelines right now ready to take a job. And if they do work, they might need to be coaxed out with better wages.
What about the report also showing the 4-week moving average of claims? That's a steadier measure. It fell last week by more than 2,200 to around 205,000. That was also the lowest level since 1969.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, pretty much all the measures of jobless benefits, which is our best measure proxy for layoffs, are showing the lowest level since 1969. But here's the real amazing thing about that. The labor force has grown dramatically since then. So as a share of all workers, we're at by far record low levels of people filing for unemployment benefits.
Joining us from Washington, Wall Street Journal labor economics reporter Eric Morath. Thanks, Eric.
Sure, happy to join you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.